It is 73 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. There is a near 100% chance of rain in the forecast today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Nashville will be the host of the 2030 Super Bowl. That's after NFL leaders voted in Orlando yesterday. Though, as WPLN Cynthia Abrams reports, the city has been eyeing the event for much longer.
The promise of hosting a Super Bowl was a major factor in Nashville's decision to build a new stadium. The NFL demands venues to have a certain number of seats, parking spots, hotel rooms, and in colder places, have a dome. The current Nissan Stadium does not meet these requirements, but the new $2.1 billion stadium does. When Nashville made that decision in 2023, many people were opposed because the city and the state subsidized roughly half the cost. That's more than $1 billion taxpayer dollars. And while it's decided that Nashville will host the Super Bowl, the new Nissan Stadium is not yet done. The Titans say they hope to have the team moved in early next year. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
The Tennessee chapter of the NAACP has launched multiple legal challenges against Tennessee's newly drawn congressional districts, which it says discriminate against black voters. And now the national organization, along with the Congressional Black Caucus, is urging another pressure tactic, boycotting college sports at public schools in southern states. The campaign targets eight states, including Tennessee, that sprinted to redraw congressional maps following the Supreme Court decision that gutted protections for majority black districts. Specifically, the NAACP is calling on young black athletes not to commit to public school teams in those states. Many of the schools are part of the Southeastern Conference, which includes the University of Tennessee. Additionally, the group is telling fans and alumni to withhold financial support for the athletic programs and redirect their dollars to historically black colleges and universities. According to a release, the boycott aims to highlight the connection between black athletes who power lucrative college sports programs at public universities and the state governments that strip black communities of their political voice. Immigrant advocates are suing the Tennessee Highway Patrol for its role in raids on Nashville's immigrant corridor last year. Footage obtained by the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition shows state troopers and ICE agents teaming up in pairs and competing with each other to make the most arrests. In some clips, troopers can be seen physically marking detainees with their team number. Turk is now suing, alleging that the arrests amount to racial profiling and violated people's constitutional rights. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.